Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark. Welcome North State to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Free Fire Radio. I'm the guest host this morning, standing in for Carl and Linda, who are off on a well-deserved little bit of reprieve, just visit some relatives. And so we're going to be talking about things that interest me this morning, and hopefully they interest you as well. We do have a guest coming in at 8 o'clock, the police chief from the city of Anderson, Michael Johnson. Looking forward to talking to him about things in my favorite city, Anderson, where I live. This morning, we have the weather. It's 63 degrees out there. It's sunny with a high near 84, winds around 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Winds coming up a little bit tomorrow, but still sunny with a high near 90. Perfect weather for the Shasta District Fair that's going on down in the city of Anderson this week. As always, the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, where there's always something fun going on. Tonight's pizza night. Thursday night always, and if you're going to go head on up there, you might want to call and make a reservation, that number is 474-5546. Right now, we'll go to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo Advisors.
And we have Chris Lasondak on the line with the Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Trish. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 13 points at 15,009. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1,610, while the NASDAQ Composite's down a fraction at 33.99. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 116 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is up 6 cents at $13.12. Safeway's up $2.71 at $25.82. Ford's down a dime at $15.27. And General Electric off a nickel at $23.45. Of local interest, PG&E up 27 cents at $44.60. Home Depot down a nickel at $76.35. And North Valley Bank unchanged at $17 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.2%, with a 2-year treasury yielding 0.32. Oil's down 27 cents a barrel at $95.83, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $1.43 at $13.86.89, while silver's up 6 cents at $21.91. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings here at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Call them at 243-7561.
You know, everybody has something that kind of irritates them a little bit, and I have one that is kind of just the bane of my existence, my real soapbox issue. And it has to do with people making the statement that our Constitution provides for separation of church and state. The other day I was listening to a radio show, and someone actually commented to the host, it's a syndicated show, that our Constitution, and they were on the same page as each other is in the discussion, but she stated, you know, our Constitution provides for the separation of church and state, and he didn't even call her on it. Because quite frankly, our Constitution doesn't call for the separation of church and state. It doesn't mention it any place therein. And there's a whole story behind that, but it's amazing to me the number of people who really don't know that our Constitution wasn't about freedom from religion, it was freedom of religion. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to just kind of give you a little background on how we got so far on the wrong page on that. We'll be right back.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair. Today is Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Gates open at noon. Stroll the grounds full of indoor and outdoor exhibits. See the Shasta Idol competition and hypnotist Chris Mabry on the Pepsi stage and Washboard Willie's special brand of musical entertainment on the grounds. Then wander over to the Wine Garden for the annual wine tasting 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale at the fairgrounds office or at the event. Sierra Nevada sponsor the Chris Gardner Band at 8 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage. Coors and Coors Light bring you auto and boat races, and Saturday support our local kids at the Junior Livestock Auction. Saturday night, Budweiser and Bud Light bring you auto racing and the always popular legal road rage of the annual Destruction Derby. The Shasta District Fair open till 11 p.m. today at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, where all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames, fast service, and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:13, brought to you by Crown Motors. Visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors. They are your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving the area. Got a wide selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs also. Great pride in the vehicles they sell. They are at 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding, 223-2177. Now back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark.
And good morning, everyone. There used to be a group in Cottonwood, a group of really nice, wonderful patriots. One of the ladies was Joy Nichols, and they used to have a Constitution Day ceremony every year on Constitution Day in September. It was a wonderful experience, and they had a lot of young kids involved in it. And we talked about the Constitution, and I was invited to be a guest speaker there for years until that finally. Through lack of people to run it, I think, certainly not lack of interest, stopped happening. On September 17th, 1997, actually, they asked me to give a speech on separation of church and state. And so I'm going to read some excerpts from that. I don't like to read on the air, but I think it's important. And I really want to, this really bugs me. I just want to take this opportunity to really maybe educate some people that are unaware of how this all happened. The First Amendment simply states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Obviously, the words separation, church, or state are not found in the First Amendment. Furthermore, that phrase appears nowhere in any founding document. While almost everyone is familiar with that phrase, few understand its origin and understand that it has nothing to do with the intent of the founding fathers when they adopted the First Amendment. It's important to understand their thinking. The process of drafting the First Amendment made the intent of the founders abundantly clear. Before they approved the first wording, the First Amendment went through nearly a dozen different choices of language and extensive discussions. Their discussion, as recorded in the congressional records, made clear their intent. But their intent was, we do not want in America what we had in Great Britain. We don't want one denomination running the nation. We don't all want to be Catholics or Anglicans or any single denomination. We do want God's principles, but we don't want one denomination. The intent was well understood, as evidenced by numerous court rulings after the First Amendment. In 1801, there was a concern by the Danbury Baptist Association that the Congressionalist denomination was about to be made the national denomination. They wrote a letter to President Jefferson voicing their concern. And on January 1st, 1802, Jefferson wrote back to them, assuring them that the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. His letter explained that they need not fear the establishment of a national denomination, and while the wall of the First Amendment would protect the church from government control, there always would be open and free religious expression of all orthodox religious practices. For true religious duties would never threaten the purpose of government. The clear understanding of the First Amendment for a century and a half was that it prohibited the establishment of a national denomination. It was not until 1947 when the court for the first time did not cite Jefferson's entire letter, but selected only eight words from it. The court now announced the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state that must be kept high and impregnable. Dr. William James, the father of modern psychology and a strong opponent of religious principles in government and education, perhaps explained the court's new strategy when he stated, "There is nothing so absurd, but if you repeat it often enough, people will believe it." Unfortunately for us, our children, our schools, that's exactly what happened. We no longer teach our children in public schools about the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, and Washington's farewell address, any of those documents. And in 1962, the court struck down school prayer. I mean, that was the beginning of the end as far as I'm concerned. And today all we hear is the separation of church and state, like it's a part of the whole idea and the beginning of the whole thing. I will tell you that as I dealt with this and the ramifications of this new understanding, all of the things that I see wrong with this society, you can look at the gangs, the education system, untrained workforce. We don't have any values left in this country, and I think we can kind of blame it back on that. It's not difficult to understand that was their intent. For heaven's sakes, all of our buildings have a mention of God. Our money has "In God We Trust," our national anthem. Everything we do, I mean, for heaven's sakes, they used to teach school out of the Bible. I've always kind of looked at religion like, you know, it's kind of like chicken soup. It can't hurt you. And if you want to choose to believe that it ought to be separated, you can choose to believe that, but you can't choose to believe that our Constitution provides for the separation of church and state, because it simply does not. And that was not their intent. So, if you got any comments about that, you know, you can always give a call here at, KCNR 305-605-4567. Join in the discussion. But thanks for the opportunity to get that off my chest. And I always get into a discussion with people about this. I'm surprised about how many people actually believe that's in the Constitution. I quoted heavily from a book by David Barton called Americans' Godly Heritage. And he puts out some pretty good stuff about the intent of our forefathers in establishing this country. And boy, if we could ever use a dose of understanding what their intent was, it certainly is now, I believe. I think most of us in the North State, we tend to be a little more conservative, I think, and I'm having a real hard time accepting and going along with all the things that are happening out there. Speaking of which, to jump off of that subject and go to another, I just had to chuckle this morning when I read the editorial about the Forest Service, indicating that healthy woods need more mills. And I thought, wow, you know, they were so busy for the last, 20 years closing down mills and stopping logging practices and putting everybody out of business. And quite frankly, in the North State, there aren't a lot of those mills available anymore who can handle the large logs or do anything to clean up our forests, because they've managed to do away with that, put all of our loggers out of business. And now they're telling us that in order to have healthy forests, we really need to manage them better and we need to cut more logs. I just found that really interesting. We fought that for so many years and talked about it, and now the Forest Service is telling us that, gosh, we should have been cutting more logs all this time. We would be in better shape. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
And thank you very much, Trish. A quick reminder that this weekend on Father's Day, we've got Aviation Day 2013 at the Benton Air Park. It's a long-running tradition here in Reading. Happens every Father's Day. Be on Benton Air Park off Placer Street in Reading. Got a great breakfast from 7-11 a.m. Admission just $7 for adults, $5 for children. There'll be rides aboard fixed wing and helicopters. And for more information, give them a call at 241-4204.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
724 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, your local coffee shop with much to offer. They were established in 1976, and they are still going strong here in Reading. Right now, they're at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, big supporters of the local veterans community, and they've got the biggest walk-in humidor in the area. That's Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew, proud supporters from the very beginning of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark. And Trish, we have a caller on the line.
Okay, good morning, North State. We've been having a discussion here this morning, and we're going to go to the phones now and talk to Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Trish. Thank you for your covering the material from America's Christian History. One of the thoughts that I gained over the when I studied with our friend Joy was that it takes Christian character to maintain a Republican form of government. And that was a quote by Noah Webster. And, of course, his 1828 dictionary is so valuable. But just appreciated the subject and the character of the people is so important in our society. So just wanted that to bring that thought out.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Donna, because I think that, that certainly was part of the issue. I mean, you know, when I first was, discussing this and really getting deep into it, there was some things going on in government and the people in the United States kind of were making a statement that the character of a individual just didn't really matter so much. And it was more what they were actually doing in office, and maybe that was their personal life, and it didn't matter. And I have a hard time thinking that we can actually expect much from people without good decisions made by people with don't have morals or good character.
Right.
I think it's so important that be a part of the mix.
Yes, and one of the quotes that I remember you saying that really was important to me was government should not do for the people what the people can do for themselves.
Yeah. Government should not be all people. Government was never created to be all things for all people, nor should it be.
Right. So thank you so much, Trish. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate hearing from you. So that, you know, that's a subject that I don't know. As I go through today, there's a whole lot going on, I think, for a lot of us in this United States that I have a hard time understanding why more people are not as upset about the activities at the national and state level as I am. More at the national level at this point. It's every day. It's one more new thing that to me absolutely flies in the face of what this country is about. I mean, the very idea that our government can go and open up and look at a whole company's phone records and be that's appalling to me. I mean, and people who say, oh, well, I haven't done anything wrong, so I don't care. Well, that's not about that. It's kind of about the whole thing when they started doing the checkpoints, the drug driving checkpoints, and people say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, and I really want them to get the drunks off the road. And be that as it may, we have systematically just given in one little step at a time. Oh, well, it's okay about that. It's okay. But gosh darn it, you know, I think it's important that we study. Maybe we need to go back and study our documents and remember the very slim line that was laid down for what government could do in the United States. Our republic cannot withstand absolutely ignoring the Constitution. And I don't think that a lot of people understand how bad it's going to be when they throw that Constitution completely out, which this administration, in my mind, pretty much has done. There's no rhyme nor reason to some of the things that happen. And we've got the Benghazi scandal, and we've got the gun running, and we've got all of that other stuff going on. And why isn't everybody as angry as I am? I can barely watch the news. I have to sit there and I get so angry when I listen. And I guess I just don't understand why the rest of the United States is not up in arms and picketing and screaming at the top of their lungs that this just isn't right. Maybe, am I alone out there? I don't know. I don't think so. But I think that we're slowly becoming, the silent majority that's going to be overwhelmed if we don't speak up and get into the action here. So, you know, If you don't show up and talk about, you're liable to get run right over. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. We have some people to talk about a great event, the Baby Boomers Let's Talk event, right after the break.
The Fox Business Network, stocks are lower for a fourth straight day as better-than-expected data on U.S. retail sales and the labor market failed to offset sharp losses in Japanese and other Asian markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 21 points. Meanwhile, research firm eMarketer is forecasting Google will expand its lead in the online ad market. For a second straight year, the search engine is expected to sell more than the rest of its competitors combined. If the projection holds, Google could take in nearly $8.9 billion this year in mobile ad revenue. And more Americans are graduating from college these days. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, last year, 33.5% of Americans between the ages of 25 and 29 had at least a bachelor's degree. That's up from the 24.7% in 1995. Economists say the trend could be a good sign for the years to come. As the economy recovers, more Americans are becoming qualified for better paying jobs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, Autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol, thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
It is 7:34 and about 64 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Package deals to fit any budget. Come on out and have fun. Relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-8383 or lakeshasta.com. Now back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark.
And good morning and welcome back. We're just happy to be here this morning and sharing some information. And right now in the studio, I have with me one of my favorite people, Sharon Clark from
Good
Home
Morning,
Helpers.
Trish.
Good morning, Sharon. And she's joined by Sherry Munt from Holiday Retirement. And we're going to be talking about this really exciting event called the Baby Boomers Let's Talk event. How fun is this, Sharon?
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, I was doing my senior expo and talking to you just, you know, about 6 weeks ago, and one of the goals that myself and Sherry's company here in Reading have is to educate our up-and-coming baby boomers and seniors before the crisis. So this event is coming up this next Tuesday. We're going to have a wonderful panel of local professionals talking about a bunch of different things, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But bottom line is, if you plan on aging here in Shasta County, you are a baby boomer or heading into those senior years, this is a great event to come to just to start learning about some resources, learning about what's available here in Shasta County. You know, we're going to have about, there's going to be six people. We're each talking for 10 minutes. So it's not some sales pitchy thing where we're trying to bother anybody, but too many of us here. And I know you, Trish, have, we've talked about this before is, you know, if only I'd known. And so this is one of those events where you can know and start learning about it.
And we all think that we're prepared or it isn't going to happen to us. And I was just sharing with you earlier. I had an event in my life just recently where I went, oh my gosh, you of all people who have done this and talked about this for the mm-hmm. better part of your life. And there were some things I was short on, things I hadn't anticipated that in an emergency situation, mm-hmm. what were people supposed to do to help me?
Right.
So all of you that are out there that are alone and think you've got it handled, listen up. We've got some stuff for you.
Absolutely. And if you're the adult child of that baby boomer or senior, and again, I do this for a living. I've owned my agency, Home Helpers, for 9 years, but in my own family, I've tripped over my own self a couple times as my older relatives have tried to share with me their directives or their wishes. And you, even I go, oh, I don't want to think about this yet, Graham. and you know, so on a personal level, it is tough. You can learn about it and you can know about it, but that doesn't mean you're always comfortable when those situations present themselves. So even those of us in the industry, it's constantly educating yourself and learning about, you know, what's happening, what we need to know. And I'd like to introduce Sherry Munt. Thanks for joining us, Sherry.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me here and allowing me to just have a little bit of time with you guys.
Yeah, we're so excited to partner with you on this great event coming up on Tuesday. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what people can expect and what your facilities are doing for the event?
Well, it's going to be held at Shasta Estates at 12 o'clock noon. So you probably would like to get there a little bit early. And we're limiting it to 40 people. And we'll just have a panel of people that will be telling us, you know, things that we really maybe don't even know that we need to know. So it's just a great place to host it at Shasta Retirement Living on 1350 Buenaventura. And the other time that we're doing it is at Hilltop Estates at 6 o'clock. So if you have that opportunity to come in the evening, that'd be great as well. Hilltop Estates is 451 Hilltop Drive.
And all the reservations for the seating are being taken at my office at Home Helpers. You do need to reserve your spot because, again, we are limiting it to 40 people per time. So this is this coming Tuesday from 12 to 1 at Shasta Estates and from 6 to 7 p.m. at Hilltop Estates. And so I will be talking about how to choose a home care agency. That's my topic. Then we're also going to have Sandra Campbell-Clark, who's a local attorney, talking about what documents should I have and why are they necessary. And this is something, you know, all of us need to understand our estate planning and our medical directives and power of attorneys and all that crazy legal mumbo-jumbo. Then we have Patrick Black from Edward Jones, who will be speaking about how to talk to your parents about money. Pam Anderson from Coldwell Banker will be talking about how to downsize, make it simple, and sell your home, which this is a big concern to people, to know when to sell, what to worry about when you're making that decision. Then we'll have Marianne Seifert from Senior Placement Services speaking about what the difference is between independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing. This is a huge issue because yes. People say, my mom doesn't want to go to a home. Well, There's a zillion different places mom can go besides a nursing home.
Exactly.
And people still don't understand the difference between independent, assisted, and all this. So,
and there's a lot of facilities that you can step up. I mean, you can start at one place mm-hmm. in the facility, and then if your condition deteriorates, there's a possibility,
right.
you know.
Absolutely. And to know what questions to ask before you move mom into those places so you know what the levels of care are.
Exactly.
And lastly, we'll have Tammy Grove and medical home care professionals speaking about what is licensed healthcare and what you need to know. And again, we are each speaking for 10 minutes, so it's not a really long presentation, just enough to kind of, you know, get our information out there. Again, this is coming up this next Tuesday, June 18th. Baby Boomers Let's Talk is the name of the seminar, and it's from 12 to 1 at Shasta Estates and 6 to 7 p.m. at Hilltop Estates. And you'll reserve your spot by calling Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350. If you have a relative that's planning on aging here, you are a baby boomer or an aging senior, this is an opportunity to meet some local professionals, to learn about what we do, and really all of us are speaking about what we think you should know, what we realize our clients and the people we've worked with for years needed to know and didn't. So this is really valuable info for everybody.
And then after that presentation, you're all going to be there, and so if questions have arisen in their mind, which will happen mm-hmm. for certain of the speakers, but they don't really feel comfortable asking it with all 40 people and all those people listening. They can come to you one-on-one afterwards
yes.
and ask their questions and
yes.
get their information.
Mm-hmm. We'll be hanging out. We'll each can have a little booth space and have some brochures and some one-on-one time for everybody. And if people want to make a follow-up appointment or just find us after the event, yes, we're going to be hanging out for a while.
And again, for those of you, I mean, we all have questions, and sometimes you know, something pops in your mind and you just don't have an idea where to go to get that answer. This is that great opportunity. They're not going to try and sell you anything. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to give you a week's vacation someplace.
No.
if you sign up for this thing at the end. It's not like that. It's not about that. It's just simply to have an opportunity for a bunch of people with a lot of answers to be in one spot at one time. Mm-hmm. And so, boy, take an hour of your day next Tuesday, June 18th, and call up and reserve your spot, 226-83850. Take advantage of this wonderful information.
We hope to see you there, and we're planning on doing this event every quarter, so if you can't make this one, why, we'll be on again to talk about our next one.
Okay, and we'll have some follow-up conversation on that. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
And before we go to break, I want to tell you about the first annual, well, the first ever Wine, Whiskey, Cigars, and Brew event that is happening at the Veterans Memorial Hall this Saturday. That's at 1605 Yuba Street next to the downtown post office. 21 and older event. Hamburgers, hot dogs, and also great things like whiskey, scotch, beer, cigar education, and tasting. That is all to benefit the construction of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Monument out there at the Igo Cemetery. Once again, 4 to 8 on Saturday, the 15th, Veterans Memorial Hall, the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew.
Serving Reading for nearly 30 years, Wrap and Pack provides expert packaging and shipping services. We ship UPS, U.S. Mail, FedEx, and Freightline. Fast, friendly service, and no long lines. Wrap and Pack is also a proud sponsor of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. So whether you're shipping a wood bat, a scoreboard, or anything in between, Wrap and Pack is your one-stop shipping headquarters. On Hilltop Drive across from Subway, shipping's a snap at Wrap and Pack.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindolelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Everywhere around the world, the Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, Bob Korolek here. When I needed to redo my little floors in my little house, I went to Shasta Lake Floors because I knew I'd get great advice, a great price, top-notch products, and professional installation. I also sent my girlfriend there when she redid her entire house, and she is happy, happy. You'll be happy, too, when you deal with Shasta Lake Floors.
Hi, this is Pete Corcoran, owner of Shasta Lake Floors. Thanks, Bob, and congratulations on your performance as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Great job. To start the season, Shasta Lake Floors is offering huge discounts on all in-stock flooring, up to 80% off on hundreds of thousands of square feet of carpet, wood, tile, vinyl, and laminate, ready to install. Also, for this month only, Mohawk Silk, the industry's premier carpet, a carpet even bleach can't stain, is 20% off. And don't be fooled by imitations. Mohawk Silk is sold exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. Voted best in the North State 5 years running. Come visit us, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake, where the sale is on now.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:46 brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water, providing natural spring water to customers in Northern California since 1988, drawn from protected wells at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 on the web at mountshastaspringwater.com.
And welcome back. We've been talking with Sharon Clark and Sherry Munt concerning the Baby Boomers Let's Talk event that's coming up next Tuesday, June 18th. And, you know, I just didn't want to invite everybody to really think about taking advantage of this because there's questions. I've been involved in this for, gosh, 20, 30 years working with the senior population in Shasta County. And you know, from time to time, the services change, the people operating them. It's always a good refresher course, and there's just questions that need answered, and I think, Sharon, you've got the answers coming up here for
absolutely.
A lot of people.
Absolutely, and if there is a question that comes up during that event that none of us know the answer to, odds are you're looking at probably, you know, 30 combined years of experience that we're going to be able to find out who that is. And then during the break, Trish, I was also thinking, you know, if you are a, you know, 40 to 50 year old with an aging parent and you haven't started talking to them about what's going to happen, this is a great event to bring them to with you and start that conversation rather than you having to sit down with mom or dad or mom and dad and start visiting about, you know, what have you thought about as you age that you want? Because these are tough conversations. You know, it's really tough. If you bring someone to this kind of event, an older relative, this is kind of going to spur that conversation naturally where you can kind of say, you know, we're going to be discussing in this event, you know, the information that needs to be told to your children, that needs to be in writing in your estate plan, and all these steps give you the most independence as you age and give you the most choice as you age, especially, you know, Sandra Clark will be talking about your estate plan. I mean, I tell clients all the time, you can know home helpers, you can want home care, you can not want to leave your home, but if your estate plan doesn't reflect that, your children can't get access to your money to pay for it, your medical directives aren't in place, there's three or four steps that happen before I can even come out and start that care. So we hate to see people not do those steps, get into crisis mode. The kids want mom and dad to stay at home, but they can't simply because the planning wasn't put in place ahead of time.
And there's all kinds of people out there that can help you line this up. if you have a trusted attorney or what have you, you know, sometimes, and I've had this happen, where maybe you have an attorney that's a corporate attorney. We've got some real specialists in Shasta County that deal with estate planning, some really good attorneys, and those other people in your life will refer you to people who deal with this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a little upfront expense, but it's so well worth it if you've just got your plan all laid out, mm-hmm. easy for your kids to follow. You know, we all worry that things are going to happen to us as we age that we maybe don't want to. And so be proactive. Mm-hmm. Get your ducks in a row yourself so that you can dictate how your final stages go. Because we all think it's not, you know, not going to happen to
Absolutely.
Us. We're going to be able to take care of it.
And we were talking off the air, but 7% of us pass away in our sleep. The other 93% have a slow decline. And so many, you know, people run into me at events and they hope they never need home helpers. And you know, no one looks forward to aging. No one looks forward to needing help. But when you do need the help, you definitely want to know who in town to call. If your children are not local, this can be a big concern because they don't know the resources that are available. A lot of times they're going to come in and want to move mom and dad to their town where they know what's available. So this is a great opportunity to be proactive in your aging process, to educate yourself on what the resources are, and then start getting those plans together. And then huge, huge, huge important thing is communicate it. Communicate it to the people that are in charge. Again, at this event, Baby Boomers Let's Talk, coming up on Tuesday, we're going to have myself of Home Helpers. We're going to have an estate planner, Sandra Campbell Clark, Patrick Black from Edward Jones on how to talk to your parents about money, which is a huge issue too. You know,
oh yeah, because it's none of your business.
It is. And the older generation, the 80 to 90 year old is very private They don't want to discuss these things, but you know, these adult kids do have to know so they can help make, you know, arrangements if mom and dad have a fall or need home care or whatever. So how to start that conversation, Patrick will be addressing that. Pam Anderson from Coldwell Banker will be talking about downsizing and when to think about selling your home. It's your largest asset. A lot of people are funding their retirement and elder care years with the sale of their home, and it's an important decision when to sell and what to think about when you make that decision. And then, of course, Mary Ann Seifert from Senior Placement Services will be talking about the difference between independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, rehab. So we all need to understand, again, so many clients say to me, you know, mom doesn't want to go to a home. Well, a home for what, you know, that 70-year-old thinks is completely changed. We have wonderful independent living and assisted living facilities in Reading. Great resources here. And there's hairdressers and gyms and all kinds of wonderful things in these places. It's not the convalescent care that we saw our grandparents in anymore.
No, and let's talk a little bit more about that, Sharon, when we come back. And we're going to go to a break now, and then we're going to come back and wrap up on this.
Sure.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair. Today is Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Gates open at noon. Stroll the grounds full of indoor and outdoor exhibits. See the Shasta Idol competition and hypnotist Chris Mabry on the Pepsi stage and Washboard Willie's special brand of musical entertainment on the grounds. Then wander over to the Wine Garden for the annual wine tasting 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale at the fairgrounds office or at the event. Sierra Nevada sponsor the Chris Gardner Band at 8 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage. Coors and Coors Light bring you auto and boat races, and Saturday, support our local kids at the Junior Livestock Auction. Saturday night, Budweiser and Bud Light bring you auto racing and the always popular legal road rage of the annual Destruction Derby. The Shasta District Fair open till 11 p.m. today at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, where all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Sixty-five degrees in Reading. Now back to our guest host Trish Clark on KCNR 1460.
And welcome back. And we've just been talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart, the aging population in Shasta County, and talking about an event coming up, Baby Boomers Let's Talk event, Tuesday, June 18th, 1 o'clock, 12 to 1 at Shasta Estates Retirement and Hilltop Estates that evening from 6 to 7. One of the questions that keeps, you know, in my mind, you know, as we age in our homes, we got a yard and we got all kinds of things to do and meals to prepare. And if you're by yourself, you kind of get tired of doing that. And you don't want to admit that you don't want to do that anymore, but you're really not anxious to move into a situation where somebody's going to start telling you what to do again. So tell us, Sherry, what have you got to offer as that alternative to maintaining my own home and doing all that work and something that would fit into my next stage in life?
Well, first of all, at Shasta and Hilltop Estates, it's a community of neighbors, of friends. So we all, you know, we have our own space, our own apartment home to live in. So it's like you have your own home, but you've got neighbors right next door. You look right out your window and it's beautiful. There's flowers. It's green. It's pretty. And everything is taken care of for you. So like you were talking about earlier, you don't have to do that. You don't have to sit there and go, wow, I need to do this. And I need to hire somebody to mow my lawn and take care of everything. You can just sit there, sit back and enjoy it. It's beautiful.
Come and go as you want. You don't have to worry about all that upkeep on the house.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is independent living and it's a wonderful community, both of them, Shasta Estates as well as Hilltop Estates. But one thing that we offer that nobody else offers is live-in managers. So they are there 24/7. So at 5 o'clock, they don't go home. They're still there. So if something happens and you happen to need some help, you just, you know, pull a little cord and away they come.
So if I choose to cook for myself, I can. But if I don't want to,
we have professional chefs that make home cooked meals and it's good. It's so good every meal. So, and then we have snacks in between. So healthy snacks and not so healthy snacks, but just wonderful food all day long.
Well, see, and I think those are the things that we can expose the aging population to, because, you know, we're very kind of independent as we started. And not to suggest for 1 minute that I'm interested in any of these services or need them anytime in the near future.
Come on.
Because I'm one of those people that's going to fight this whole aging thing.
That's right.
And now, I mean, I am going down hard.
Give me your son's number. Let me call him and start chatting with him.
But I have been involved in this whole thing, and I think it's so important that we provide an alternative for a senior population. I don't want our senior population just sitting around growing old in their house. There's a lot of activities, a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely.
That's why, the Frontier Senior Center is my baby down in Anderson, and I want people to get out and do things and go be involved, but also be practical and prepare for what's coming down
and
the
road. And if you're interested in learning more about Shasta Estates and Hilltop Estates, again, our event happening on Tuesday, the noon to one event is at Shasta Estates, and then the 6 to 7, panel is at Hilltop Estates, and this gives you an opportunity to see these beautiful facilities, to look around, and if it's something that you're interested in learning more about, again, to set up a tour, set up a lunch. So these wonderful companies are hosting our panel, of professionals for Baby Boomers Let's Talk. So it's a great facility. It's a great place to have the event. And again, if you want to come this Tuesday to either time, 12 to 1 or 6 to 7, you need to reserve your seat by calling Home Helpers at 226-8350. Again, we are limited to 40 people per event. So if you're planning on aging here, have an older relative here that you want to start visiting with and talking to, this is a great chance to bring them out and introduce them to some, you know, professionals and start that conversation.
Absolutely. And this is going to be a quarterly event. Mm-hmm. So if this isn't a good time for you, we'll be looking forward to it in another 3 months. And in the meantime, certainly you can always get a hold of Sharon at 226-8350 with any kind of questions about this. And gosh, I thank you for coming in and sharing all this great information.
Well, thank you for letting us get it out there, Trish. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Trish.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to take a break now for the news, and we'll be back at a little after 8.
Fox News coming up at the top of the hour, then more Free Fire Radio with guest host Trish Clark. Right here on KCNR, AM 1460, the home of community talk radio.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Secret government intelligence under fire at a House hearing. Democrat John Conyers among the lawmakers in both parties accusing the FBI of violating
the fundamental privacy of law-abiding citizens.
As the FBI director faces questions, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in the White House.
And Director Robert Mueller says the alleged surveillance program leaker Edward Norton is the subject of an FBI investigation, and this is a very big deal.
These disclosures have caused significant harm to our nation and to our safety. We are taking all necessary steps to hold the person responsible.
And as for the data collection programs that Snowden leaked, Mueller says they do fully comply with U.S. law and guarantee the basic rights under the Constitution. But he also warned that cyber attacks could soon pose a greater threat to national security than terrorism. Dave?
Rich, the Senate has just voted down a Republican amendment to immigration reform that would have blocked any illegals from becoming citizens until the Mexican border has been better secured. A ruling from the Supreme Court on DNA. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor live in Washington.
The justices say DNA that occurs in nature can't be patented, but synthetic genetic material can. A drug company tried to patent some DNA potentially related to cancer, but the court says no, because that DNA is naturally occurring. This means other firms can research potential cancer drugs using that DNA. The court has some other big decisions coming this month on gay marriage, affirmative action, and voting rights. Dave?
Steve, a wildfire still burns without containment near Colorado Springs. 92 homes have burned down. Thousands more have been evacuated.
Today, authorities are going door to door in some of these neighborhoods that are in pre-evacuation order, emphasizing to folks that they need to be ready, have their valuables ready to go at a moment's notice, because things change here so quickly.
Fox's Alicia Cunha in Monument, Colorado. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 37 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. Exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%. APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
An explosion at a chemical plant in Geismar, Louisiana, near Baton Rouge this morning. It started a fire. A state police captain says there are injuries. We don't know how many or how severe. It's rainy with the potential for nasty storms in the Mid-Atlantic region as they clean up damage from the same system across the Midwest. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's live in Chicago.
It wasn't as bad as expected here in Chicago. No straight-line winds called a derecho, but lightning burned a house to the ground in the suburbs, and there was hail in some areas. National Weather Service teams are checking out damage in portions of Iowa and northern Illinois, where funnel clouds and tornadoes were reported. Near Belmont, Iowa, this man heard the sirens, grabbed his son, and ran down to the basement.
And we heard an explosion, so we stayed down there for a while.
Several buildings damaged there and destroyed, but no injuries reported. High winds blew the roofs off of some buildings in northern Indiana and destroyed barns about 15 miles south of Lima, Ohio. Dave?
Jennifer Play was halted at Golf's U.S. Open as storms rolled in less than 2 hours after round one started early this morning in Pennsylvania. An inspector who last month surveyed the Philadelphia building that collapsed last week committed suicide last night. Though city officials said he did nothing wrong, 6 people died when that building collapsed while being demolished and fell into a store. A NASCAR driver's dead. Jason Leffler killed in a non-NASCAR dirt track race last night.
There aren't a lot of details about why the car lost control, but it did end up into a wall here at the Bridgeport Speedway. Jason Leffler was 37 years old. An outpouring of support has come from the racing community expressing condolences for Leffler's 5-year-old son.
That's Stephanie Esposito with Fox affiliate WTXF. What started with Chloe McCardle's dive into the ocean yesterday morning ended 11 hours later when the Australian stopped her attempt to become the first to swim from Cuba to the U.S. without a shark cage, 103 miles. But it wasn't sharks that got her. She suffered the same way other swimmers who failed did, getting nasty jellyfish stings. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning, North State. This is Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, Free Fire Radio. And I'm hosting this morning for Carl and Linda, who are off enjoying some time together. We're going to go right to Chris Lezondak at Wells Fargo Market Minute.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are modestly higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 17 points at 15,013. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1,618, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 6 points at 3,407. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 192 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $1.10 at $430.90, Microsoft off 30 cents at $34.69, Google down $5.15 at $866.47, while Intel's up 34 cents at $24.80. Of local interest, Costco up 34 cents at $109.73, Reading Bank of Commerce up 2 cents at $4.90, and Verizon adding 27 cents at $50.17 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.19%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 18 cents a barrel at $95.92, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $4.78 an ounce at $1,383.01, while silver's down 8 cents at $21.77. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Welcome, and thank you. Well, listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. And if you're done tearing apart my studio, sir.
We're joined here this morning by the Anderson Police Chief, Michael Johnson, who's trying to tear the place apart as we are coming in.
Well, good morning. See, you gave me the admonishment about censorship, but you didn't tell me about wrecking your studio.
And it is 65 degrees as we speak. It's sunny with a high near 84 today. Northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Sunny with a high near 90 tomorrow with winds increasing. clear through the weekend, and great weather for the Shasta District Fair now going on down in Anderson. As always, the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood. Go up for a wine tasting or horseback riding. Tonight is pizza night. And if you're going up, you probably need a reservation. Their number is 474-5546. A lot going on up at Anselmo Vineyards, who brings us the weather each morning. So now let's welcome officially the Chief of Police from the city of Anderson, Michael Johnson. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Gosh, there's a lot going on down in Anderson now. We're coming into the wonderful season of the Anderson River Park. And right now, of course, the Shasta District Fair is going on down there.
Yeah, so kicking off a couple of great events and summertime in Anderson. You know, we have the Mosquito Serenade, which is happening on Wednesday nights. And they just had their second concert series this week, last night, as a matter of fact. And that's going very well. The fair I saw kicked off extremely well. Lots of people out enjoying the sun and the fairgrounds, and brings a lot of influx of visitors into our city. So we're happy about that.
Well, exactly. But it has an impact on you and the police department. So just in general, how's the police action going in the city of Anderson?
Yeah, absolutely. It does have an impact on us, as it does any place when you have events and more people. You know, it stretches resources thin again. We have deployment issues to worry about, of course. And in a time when our staffing's a little low, and on top of low staffing, I have a couple officers out, you know, with injuries and other personnel related issues. So, it makes it a little thin, but they're all willing to step up and, work the overtime and be there and help out for the events. And people are, generally pretty well behaved at events like this. So it doesn't make it too bad at all.
You know, we've had the fair there and the Mosquito Serenade, both of those events longstanding in the city of Anderson. Touch a little bit on the fair. Over the years, I think it's, you know, it brings in a lot of people. It brings in a lot of resources and revenue into the city of Anderson. Because people fill up their ice chests and do different things outside the fairgrounds that, you know, has an impact. Even though that is a district fair, so inside the facility, the duties for control are to with the highway patrol.
Yeah, that's correct. It's state ground, so highway patrol takes inside the fence, basically, of the fairground and the activities in there, which is a big help to us, of course, when you talk about resources. And then we patrol the perimeter, and we'll go inside and help them if they need help inside or if it's requested. And Shasta County Sheriff's Office deputies as well will roll by and or participate and help in some of those duties.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is, well, we'll come back to that. We're going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back and talk about the Mosquito Serenade.
And thank you very much, Trish. It is 8:11, and just a quick reminder, the highlights of the fair today include the Chris Gardner Band in concert, 8 p.m. at the Golden One Credit Union Grandstands. That is sponsored by Sierra Nevada. And, of course, the fair will be open from noon to 11. The carnival running from 2 to 11. Admission gates will be closing at 10 down there at the Shasta District Fair. Today is Senior Day, seniors 62 and over free. And that is a quick wrap-up of what's happening down at the Shasta District Fair in Anderson.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642 because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair. Today is Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Gates open at noon. Stroll the grounds full of indoor and outdoor exhibits. See the Shasta Idol competition and hypnotist Chris Mabry on the Pepsi stage and Washboard Willie's special brand of musical entertainment on the grounds. Then wander over to the Wine Garden for the annual wine tasting 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale at the fairgrounds office or at the event. Sierra Nevada sponsor the Chris Gardner Band at 8 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage.
Tomorrow
Tomorrow, Coors and Coors Light bring you auto and boat races, and Saturday, support our local kids at the Junior Livestock Auction. Saturday night, Budweiser and Bud Light bring you auto racing and the always popular legal road rage of the annual Destruction Derby. The Shasta District Fair open till 11 p.m. today at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, where all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Do we leave anything out? Maybe a burger, chocolate, live entertainment. Well, we have that too. On June 15th, the VFW Post 1934 will be putting on an event to help the Vietnam veterans build a beautiful bronze memorial at the Igo Cemetery. $10 will get you in the door, and it'll also get you some samples. Join us to help the Vietnam vets and the VFW move closer to realizing their goal. The event will be held at the Veterans Memorial Building, 1605 Yuba Street, next to the downtown post office, from 4 to 8 p.m., and tickets are available at the door.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. Give them a call at 244-9478. It is Man's Lance Stronghold. It's where I go to get my hair cut. And guys, it's where you should get yours done, too. Cypress Square Barbershop. Now back to our guest host on KCNR 1460, Trish Clark.
And good morning. We're back. This is Trish Clark sending in for Carl and Linda this morning, who have taken some time off. And I have, as my guest, Chief Mike Johnson from the City of Anderson. And we were going to talk a little bit about the Mosquito Serenade. You know, this is a long-standing tradition in the City of Anderson. I was trying to think this morning. Sometime in the 80s, the Parks Director, Harry Sipple, started this whole project up, and it's been ongoing for years. This wonderful venue down at the park, which is nice, and now we have that wonderful big gazebo or place to hold it. So,
yeah, and people really enjoy sitting right there on the river. It is really a nice setting, and you know, you get a little bit of the cooler breeze going through there, so it's not so bad when it is actually really hot outside. Well attended. Well appreciated in the community, and when I say community, Shasta community as a whole. So yeah, we're fortunate to have the park and that event going on. And you and I both keep saying, Mosquito Serenade. I think they've transitioned the name this year to the Summer Serenade.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Mosquito Summer Serenade. Maybe that's a better way to.
I'm not going to be able to say that.
There's plenty of people said that. I'm not going to change that, what I call it. I've called it this for years. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a guy. It's funny. I hadn't picked up on that.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't want to see it.
Well, it doesn't really matter. The event's still the same. It's, still the same, venue with the music and the outdoor, vendors and, family type of atmosphere. And so as far as that, nothing's changed.
And you can bring your own ice chest with what you want to eat and drink. Or there are refreshments and adult beverages available now, is my understanding.
That is correct, yeah.
But there's just an opportunity. It's such a, if you haven't been down there, and it gets good crowds, but it doesn't feel like good crowds.
Right, it's not overly crowded, and
the flow of traffic in and out is very doable, and the music is a variety. The schedules are available in the newspaper and online, and so you can go into the City of Anderson and check what schedule of music is available.
Right, and also on the Chamber of Commerce website as well. So, and the police department is really getting involved with that again. I know that, from longtime locals that have been around, I've talked to, have told me that the police department used to be out there and participate in the event a lot. And for whatever reason over the years, that kind of dropped off. And so we're reinserting ourselves into that and deploying the bicycle patrol, two people on the bicycle patrol, to most every event that's planned for the Serenades this year, and getting them back out there and mixing with the public and being part of the event. So it's a lot of fun.
I think, you know, one of the things that people didn't realize for a long time down in the, we had a police presence, it appeared, the perception was that there was a police presence because of the canine facility, the animal control facility in the park. And I don't, people don't understand what a deterrent. I mean, you know, in the olden days, they used to have the old picture of the police car on the side of the road.
Right.
And it, you automatically slow down when you see that, regardless. It's just a picture.
It's a natural occurrence. And you know what's funny is even, me and my, personal vehicle when I'm off duty, and even if I know that car is going to be there, you just do.
And so my point is just the presence. It feels more like community, and we've had such a good run of great events down at the Anderson River Park over the years, and not a lot of problems. We used to hold the big 4th of July celebration down there for years and years. Sold beer and we just didn't have any problems with it. But I think it is that active community spirit and people kind of policing each other. And you know, let's talk a little bit about how, because we don't have as many policemen on the road as we want.
That's true. It doesn't matter what community you're in. That's the facts of life these days.
So how can people make a difference on their own?
Yeah, you know, we're relying more and more on, the community to, help themselves a little bit too. And we're happy to assist. We're happy to partner up and be there for the community and for people. But crime prevention is a tough business these days. A lot to do with, the overcrowding of jails and everything else that we know about that's the influx in our community. But people really have to be diligent about protecting themselves and or making their homes safer, their vehicles more secure. And I know you've heard me say this before, Trish, so forgive me for the repetitiveness, but, you know, leaving your purse on the front seat of your vehicle or leaving your laptop in the back seat where it's visible, all those things are just invites crime. And you become a victim because a lot of times your own circumstance and you present it out there, you make yourself a opportunity and a target for these criminals and they take advantage every time. And that's what they look for. Ease. Whatever's easiest, that's what they attack. So as far as locking your cars, tucking stuff even under the seats where it's not visible, your home, your perimeter of your home, you know, motion lighting, locking your doors, closing your windows, even though it may be hot at night when you go to bed, those things need to be done. When you go on vacation, you need a neighbor watching out for you. Just little things that everybody knows really, but needs to actually put into action in their daily lives.
I think my biggest thing is when I see a woman jump out of a car with her car keys in her hand, lock her door and walk away in front of a health club, at the river park, down at the Anderson River Park, any of those places, that is a dead giveaway that your purse is locked in that car.
Right.
I mean, come on. You know you got your driver's license. You know you've got those things. And so does the person that's watching those areas.
And that's just what I was going to say. You know, you have to be aware of your surroundings is a good another. But those criminals, they wait. They'll sit in the brush and they'll watch. And when they see an opportunity like that, it's an easy mark for them.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
And a quick reminder that this Sunday at Benton Air Park is Aviation Day 2013. You're invited. Admission is free. Day's activities include helicopter rides from Air Shasta and scenic airplane rides from Hillside Aviation. That's Aviation Day this Sunday at Benton Air Park. For more information, you can call Irwin Fust at 351-8203. Message from your friends right here at KCNR 1460, where Free Fire Radio will continue.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, baseball fans, Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll bring you all the action from Tiger Field starting at 7 as the Colt 45s take on Petaluma's Top Speed Baseball. So if you can't make it out to the ballpark this Saturday night, join us here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
66 degrees and 825 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, quality doesn't have to cost more. Open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Check them out on the web, homecomfort.org, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
And welcome back, North State. We're talking all things South County and Anderson this morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm setting in for Carl and Linda, who are off enjoying some time away from the station, which they so richly deserve. And we've been having a conversation with the chief of police from Anderson, Mike Johnson.
Good morning. Yes, we have, and we were just talking about baseball, which I would like to plug real quick, that the police officers have challenged us, the firemen, to a fundraiser that will be held at Tiger Field on June 18th. So it's called Guns and Hoses, and I'll be out part of that event and playing. So if you're out and about or have the time and want to come enjoy a family event and a fundraiser, we're playing a game at Tiger Field right before the
Colts
baseball
45,
game.
Yeah.
Right.
And what's the fundraiser for?
It's a Youth Violence Prevention Council is what it sponsors. So programs related to that.
You know, I think one of the great things about Shasta County is the involvement. I think a lot of people don't realize how closely our police departments, sheriff's department work together, all of our fire departments, and how in tuned we are for a lot of these programs, Youth Violence Prevention Council. My gosh, you know, that started way back in the 90s, where we realized we were kind of getting the start of the gang problem.
Right.
Started with a gang task force that Supervisor Molly Wilson started up and with Jim Pope and has just in, you know, put all these people together. It's great.
Yeah. And on that note of what you just said, you know, I've been at two different counties in my career as it's developed, and coming here, I can tell you Shasta County is very fortunate for the allied agency relationships and the partnering with the community and various organizations in their causes. It's done very well here and something to be proud of.
Yeah, thank you. Because I take a little credit for some of that, because when all these things were happening, the Board of Supervisors and the city councils, we really kind of got that all going, and I think it's good. I think that it's carried through, and it serves the citizens of Shasta County really well.
And that's the intent. And, you know, especially in times like now when the pendulum swung the way it is and things are critical and money's tight and the economy's depressed, those type of things are what carry you through it. So,
yeah, so, you know, it doesn't matter if you live in Bernie or you live in Igo, you still got that over blanket from the, even if you're not in one of the cities. Shasta County is kind of unique with our huge population and wide spaces and very small incorporated area, actually.
Very true.
It's good, you know, that we can have all that protection. So we've got just a little bit more time. So this is coming up on the 18th.
Correct.
And who's going to win that, Matt?
Well, do I even need to tell you that the cops are going to win that?
Okay, we got
the firemen are going to put their best foot forward, but
who knows whether that's going to, yeah, okay. You know, the Colts 45, that's an interesting thing here in Reading. And, Bob, there's a lot of stuff going on there. We've got some live.
Absolutely. We are doing, first time for in a long time for Reading, we are having live sports on here on KCNR. Every Saturday night game throughout the season is being broadcast by our very own, brand new sportscaster, Nate Abarea, live on KCNR. You can catch, all the action, usually about 7 p.m. On Saturday, I think, is when the game starts. I guess double headers will start a little bit earlier. But Nate talks a good game, and these are the up-and-coming stars. I mean, there's a young man from Notre Dame who just throws bullets over the plate, 90-mile-an-hour fastballs, and he fires them off just like a machine gun. So it's great baseball action, and you're seeing some good stuff out there.
And on June 18th, to be preceded by the Guns and Hoses and some local people with our fire departments and police departments all getting out there and raising money for a really good cause.
For a really good cause,
yeah,
yes.
The Youth Violence Prevention Council has done so much good work in Shasta County over the years, and it continues with that great cooperation. And so we've got just a little bit of time here. When we come back, we want to talk about another fundraising effort that we've got going on down in the city of Anderson that has to do with our canine program.
Yes, we do want to talk about that, Trish.
Yeah. So we'll take a break, and we will be back after the news.
And we've got Fox News coming up at the bottom of the hour right now, though. If you'd like to go see Aladdin put on by the Reading Dance Center, give me a call right now, 605-4567, for tickets to see Aladdin.
I'm Lillian Wu, the outgoing head of the FBI, now before a House panel to answer questions on the state of the agency. One expected focus, the court order leaked by a former government contractor, which shows
the telephone records of millions of Americans were for not only the National Security Agency, but also the FBI. So we can expect FBI Director Mueller to be pressed to explain whether he believes the scope of the surveillance and the data collection programs are justified in terms of the number of specific credible leads that the program has produced.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. In the skies above a Colorado wildfire, a modified DC-10 dropping fire retardant. More than 90 homes destroyed in one of the blazes, the Black Forest fire outside Colorado Springs, where more people were evacuated overnight. And officials say a veteran city building inspector in the deadly Philadelphia building collapse has apparently shot himself to death. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair. Today is Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Gates open at noon. Stroll the grounds full of indoor and outdoor exhibits. See the Shasta Idol competition and hypnotist Chris Mabry on the Pepsi stage and Washboard Willie's special brand of musical entertainment on the grounds. Then wander over to the Wine Garden for the annual wine tasting 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale at the fairgrounds office or at the event. Sierra Nevada sponsor the Chris Gardner Band at 8 p.m. on the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand stage. Tomorrow, Coors and Coors Light bring you auto and boat races, and Saturday, support our local kids at the Junior Livestock Auction. Saturday night, Budweiser and Bud Light bring you auto racing and the always popular legal road rage of the annual Destruction Derby. The Shasta District Fair open till 11 p.m. today at the fairgrounds in Anderson, where all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
It's 8:34 at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program is brought to you by Estate Granite, 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Suite C. They're here in Redding. They do a great job with all your granite and tile needs. Estate Granite, a great sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to Trish Clark.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We've been having a great conversation here this morning with Mike Johnson, the police chief in the city of Anderson. And, Mike, before we went on the break, we talked about, some staffing issues in Anderson. I read in the paper recently where we just hired a new officer.
Yes, new lieutenant. Correct. His name is Rocky Harpum. He, is a Humboldt County native. He's got about 17 years of law enforcement experience. He moved to Texas for a while, was an officer over there. He actually worked as a sergeant for me in Ione for a while, and now he's in Anderson. And much needed, because we were trying to plan and deal with the retirement of Captain Robert Curvin, who has served this community well for over 17 years himself, and about 14 with the Anderson Police Department. So it's a tough hole to fill, and we're very fortunate to get a well-qualified and good person coming in.
A seasoned veteran to bring to the force. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah, and sometimes I think a new look at the community is a good thing. Got another police officer, if you will, that's being phased. Let's talk about our canine.
Yes, we are seeking another police officer, a canine. That's correct. Our dog, Nikita, is still active and working narcotics and doing a very good job as a narcotics detection canine. However, Nikita was a dual-purpose dog, and dual-purpose meaning they did the protection work, the bite work, and narcotics work. Nikita's gotten a little older and slowed down a little bit, and not quite as agile as he used to be, and not able to do the protection work anymore. And we need a dual-purpose dog in Anderson. So for the time being, Nikita's working as a narcotics detection canine, a dope dog, if you will. That's his sole purpose now. He's been decertified as a patrol dog. And in the meantime, we are trying to raise some funds and get enough money to purchase a new dual-purpose canine and retire out Nikita, and let Nikita go ahead and retire out. So we've planned a spaghetti feed for July. The VFW hall has opened up their doors and allowed us to use that facility without charging us anything, and offering up people to help for the cause. And we'll be selling tickets and searching for raffle prizes and stuff like that to create a fundraiser so we can get a dog back in the community.
You know, and I think I still have my t-shirt from when we raised the money for Nikita.
I'm sure you do. I've seen a few of those t-shirts.
Yeah.
They're going to do something like that again as well.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we're really excited, and we're going to pick a new handler, and, not to say that it won't be the handler I still have, but what, we're going to test for it. So I have three officers who are interested in it. Those three officers are the primary ones who are spearheading the fundraising effort. And,
do we have a date in July yet?
July 13th is what I think we settled on, but I sure hesitate without opening up my phone and looking at the actual date, because just like I did the baseball game, Trish, I might get it wrong unless I have some help here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, yeah, that's why we have all these conveniences, because gosh, if I don't write it down, it just doesn't happen.
Yes. July 13th is the day we've chosen, which is a Saturday.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good, you know, a good project. The community always gets behind that, because those dogs are so important, and they become a real part of the police department and a real focal point for them. And they make a big difference in the officer's life and the ability to perform their duties.
Yeah. You know, Trish, there is mostly all positives with a canine on the police force. They are an invaluable tool. They help, an officer goes to a call that typically should be two officers, and because you have short staff, we go anyways, and everybody does that. But if you now send that officer and he has a canine partner to go with him, it's just like sending two officers, or at least an officer and a half. And when you have to go search a building or search for a suspect that's ran into the woods, those dogs are just an invaluable tool. They help us do the job in half or a third of the time, and 90% of the time they're right on the money. They are great things to have.
Well, that's great. So we'll hope the community will remember that July 13th, and we'll be talking about that again before then, but take some time to get involved and make a difference. It'd help us pick a new dog. Where do we get the dogs?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of vendors throughout the state and actually throughout the country that you can go to. And people ask me that often, well, so where is the dog going to come from? And I don't have a definitive answer for that, because just like stock and supply and demand and everything else in any other business, that's the way it goes. When you get ready to purchase the dog, you don't want to limit yourself just to one vendor. So you go out and look whoever has the best dog and the right dog, the fit for your community. That's where you purchase the dog. So.
And then once you've got that dog in your possession, how long does it take for the handler to get to the point where that dog's actually a part of what's going on?
Typically, it's about a 5-week training program. The dog comes usually with the basics, learning and set of skills already trained in him. It's the team, though, that certifies together. So you can't just certify a dog and stick him with any officer at any given time. It's the dog and the officer go together to school and learn to work and get certified, state certified, to perform their duties on the street. So it usually takes about 5-week program.
Okay. So that puts you an officer down during that period where.
Correct. And it's an expensive venture too. So, you know, to send somebody away for training, and it costs money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 844 brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee that other shops don't dare offer, from small chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio there at 3208 Market Street. Call Jeff at 241-8373, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Good morning and welcome back. This is Trish Clark and we're KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, Free Fire Radio, and we've been talking this morning with the Chief of Police from the City of Anderson, Mike Johnson. Covered a lot of different topics, and during the break we were kind of talking about, you know, one of the things that because we always are limited in our ability to provide enough police officers and the opportunity for some volunteer work to kind of get involved. And if you'd like to be involved in your community, there's some opportunities available in the city of Anderson.
Definitely is. And volunteerism in the community is critical, especially to police departments and law enforcement. We've already talked about staffing problems and about the crime that is really on the rise throughout our community. And when I say community, I mean Shasta County community, not just the city of Anderson. So we are looking for volunteers. I have a volunteer patrol force that has dwindled down. It's down to about seven people now, and really looking for some new blood, some a range of ages in that volunteer patrol to help out and provide some services to the community. And really the requirements for that, as far as dedication of time, I'm not strict on that, saying that you have to go give so much per month or per week, because I know people's lives are busy. And when people volunteer, they're volunteers. So I'm happy that they give any service that they do. Of course, you can't be a felon and you can't be have warrants out for your arrest or anything like that.
There are a little criteria.
There is some criteria, some parameters that we require. But as far as volunteering and doing the services, boy, we're sure looking for them and starving for them. So if you're interested at all, I encourage you to come down to the police department, grab an application. We'll process it, get in touch with you as fast as possible, and get you going. And I'd like to plug that for the rest of the county, too. If you are concerned and active in your community or want to be, volunteering is a great way to contribute to your community. And that goes for a variety of entities and government agencies across the board. The Reading Police Department, I know, would love to have more volunteers. I'm sure the Shasta County Sheriff's Department would, and I'm sure a lot of organizations, whatever your special interest, would love your help if you're willing to.
You know, one of the things that seems to kind of come and go based on a perceived need in a community, and probably is something that's always needed, is the Neighborhood Watch Program. I know in my neighborhood, I am fortunate to have lived in a same place since 1977 and really low climb rate, the entire time I've lived there. That population in that area has changed a bit. And over the last few years, we've had some incidents that most of us have lived there a long time are going, whoa, what's happening to our neighborhood? One of the things that's happening in that neighborhood is they're getting a pretty active neighborhood watch program going. I don't know how active that is in the city of Anderson anymore.
Well, we've got an officer, who is really dedicated to that actually, and we're happy to have her back and active, and she's been out, reorganizing those things and putting those back together, which is a great thing. One of the keys to that though, Trish, is that, once you organize it and get it together is the community, the micro community, that neighborhood, they have to stay diligent with it. And if they're not, if it's just a flash in the pan where, you know, we get together a few times and we've talked about it and we, know our neighborhood needs it, but then they don't stay on it and they don't participate, it goes right back to how it was. So really the follow through and the continued participation is a big deal with that. I'd like to share something with you that, somebody told me, and I forget who, somewhere along the lines of my career, which I've paid attention to and I think has a lot of credit, is they said that one of the biggest downfalls of neighborhoods and those micro communities has been the electric garage door opener, because people used to pull up when they got home and park in front of their house or in their driveway and get out, and neighbors therefore used to see each other more, talk more, and knew each other better. And now it's pop the button, you pull in, you pop the button, it shuts, and you don't see anybody. There's not a lot of communication. A lot of people don't even know their neighbors, and it's been my observation that there is some truth to that and some validity to that.
Wow. You're absolutely right, because that is exactly what happens.
Right. And not knowing your neighbor is not a good thing.
No, it isn't.
If you've got decent people living around you.
Well, and in every neighborhood, you know, as all of our neighborhoods in Shasta County, when all of the property, the real estate was selling, established neighborhoods, the neighborhood I live in, every house without exception, I mean, there were very few rentals in the neighborhood. The homes were occupied by first and second homeowners from the beginning. We all knew everybody. Our kids all grew up together. And then
right.
A few years back, when all those houses sold, you know, a lot of the older people sold off their houses, moved different places. So now we have a whole new population there. I must admit, as social as a person as I am, I never have been one to kind of mix that much in the neighborhood. My husband
right.
always knew who everybody was and what they were doing, and I kind of just never paid much attention to that. And I'm guilty of the garage door open thing.
It's not uncommon. It's one of those things, you know, society changes, dynamics change, and that's one of those that has changed. It's more common for people to live in their neighborhood and really not know their neighbors than it is for somebody to be active and know everybody around them. So, I think that's a concept that we need to try to change and get back to. If you're going to look to protect your neighborhood, one of the crucial elements is knowing who's in your neighborhood.
And who doesn't belong.
And who doesn't belong. Know your allies and know your enemies. And if you're not in touch with that in your neighborhood, how can you expect to protect it?
Well, and I'm fortunate because we do watch out for each other, just the people surrounding me, and I know that Neighborhood Watch Program is active or starting to get active again, but you're right, if you don't keep up with it, over a period of time, you need to, when something happens, you need to have that little phone tree going and
right.
all kinds of things you can do to make yourself safer. And not depend on somebody else to take care of you.
Yes, again, just like we were talking about at the front of the show.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back and wrap up our discussion about the city of Anderson.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers, and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli in Redding's largest selection of natural food, supplements, and health and beauty products. North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, Redding. Call them at 244-9141.
Okay, welcome back. We're into our last segment, and we've had a fun time this morning talking about some things that interest me and certainly the South County, and remind everybody to get out to the fair, because it's going on through Saturday and lots of stuff going on there for everybody to enjoy. Also want to remind people that, you know, gosh, you just want something to do tomorrow and you want someplace to sit down. There's always bingo going on at the Frontier Senior Center on Fridays, and that's a great activity. Get in the air-conditioned building and chance of making some money, visiting with some friends, and having a great activity. So, Chief Johnson from the city of Anderson, final words for our community out there.
Well, if the listeners walk away with anything from today, at least the segment that I'm on here, I hope it's that you receive the message that we need to change our behaviors and we need to be more diligent in our communities and our surroundings and start taking back and protecting ourselves. It's really, I'm not saying to go out and be a vigilante, but I am saying that, you know, everybody's busy in their lives. I'm no different. You're no different, Trish. Things can occupy your time and your senses, but if you're going to help be a better community member and protect your own, you need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to do things that help protect yourself. And again, you know, that's locking your doors, that's keeping stuff out of sight, that's perimeter lighting, that's looking out for your neighbor, that's getting to know what's going on in your community.
Well, and the thing is that when you take responsibility for you and your family and the things that you're involved in, it you're going to feel a lot better about your life and a whole lot more in control of what's happening. You know, I started the program early this morning on my kick about the Constitution and the fact that we're kind of ignoring it in the United States as a whole. And I'll go back to that. I think that, you know, we had some very wise forefathers who took a lot of time putting together a really good republic for us. But I kind of believe that it's up to each one of us individually to make sure that works. We in the United States, starting in the city of Anderson, have kind of gotten into a pattern of letting somebody else do it. of kind of thinking that somebody else is responsible to take care of everything in our lives. And we're getting to the point where they, you know, we expect them to tell us what to eat and what time to eat it and what to smoke and what not to smoke and what, how are everyday activities. I'm just saying, I think it's time that we individually start taking a look at our lives, take a little bit more responsibility for yourself, stand up and take credit for your rights, and start being responsible.
It's a very good point, Trish. I try to teach I have a 16-year-old, which is my youngest now, and I try to pound in his head that if you don't like your situation, take control of your life, take control of things, and change it. And that's really the message is, and that's the responsibility thing. Take control of it. Be your own advocate.
If there's an ad on the TV or the radio that I hear from time to time, and they say, it's not your fault. Darn, I'm so tired of hearing that. It is your fault. You have to, your responsibility. And we've got a whole population out there that thinks everything that happens to them is somebody else's fault. And you know what? It's time that we stand up and we can start that right in the city of Anderson by being responsible for you and yours and just take a little responsibility and then reach out to the people when you need the help, but don't be crying wolf when you could take care of it yourself.
Yes, that's a good message. Well, thank you very much for having me today. I've enjoyed being on the show.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. I hope we got out some good information and didn't bore everybody to death. And, Linda and Carl will be back on Monday and tomorrow. I think Mark Beauchamp is going to be the host. Thank you for listening this morning. It's been great fun for me, and I'll see you next Thursday.
All right. Well, we still have about not quite a minute to go here, but Trish, it's been, as always, a delight to have you in here. Real quick, though, we're going to do a little bit of a rundown. We've got an hour of Mike Huckabee coming up from 9 till 10 o'clock. Then at 10 o'clock, a full 2 hours of Agenda 21 with Paul Preston, and with all that's happening in the news that's happening with the administration, scandal after scandal, the place to get the latest information, of course, is Agenda 21. You hear that right here on the home of Community Talk Radio, KCNR. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Free Fire Radio.
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Brady. The number of homes destroyed by a Colorado wildfire has just jumped dramatically, breaking a record, and the firefight is far from over. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper following this live.
At least 360 homes destroyed and more than 9,000 people ready to be evacuated in the Black Forest Fire near Colorado Springs. It's now the most destructive in that state's history. The wildfire being fed by hot temperatures, dry ground, and high winds. Some watch as the smoke and flames rise. Candace Pfluger was one of those told to get out.
They saw the house on fire. They saw the house. It's gone. Everything.
Authorities haven't been able to check on some 80 homes yet. Hundreds of firefighters are on the ground, and they're getting some air support with retardant being dropped. Lisa?
Jennifer, an explosion and fire at a chemical plant in Louisiana in the town of Geismar, about 20 miles southeast of Baton Rouge. Reports of injuries, but no details. Nearby residents being told to stay indoors and close windows. On Capitol